Welcome to the lesson. Today we're going to build an old school DNB ride groove in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make your loop feel like proper jungle energy fast. Now, when I say ride, I'm not talking about some loud cymbal that just sits on top of the track. In drum and bass, especially that 1988 to 1995 old school zone, the ride is more like a movement tool. It helps the groove push forward. It fills the empty space between the snare hits. It adds urgency without eating your low end. And when you're working with chopped vocals, it can help the whole phrase feel more alive. So let's keep this beginner-friendly, but still real to the workflow. We're going to build a ride pattern that works with a break, a bass line, and a vocal chop, using stock Ableton tools only. First, set up your session cleanly. Put your main break on an audio track. If you already have a kick or sub layer, keep that on its own track too. Then create a new MIDI track for the ride. If you want to stay organized, group your drums into a drum bus, but keep the ride separate so you can mix it properly later. A simple setup is perfect here. One break, one bass, one ride, and one vocal track is enough. That makes it much easier to hear what the ride is actually doing instead of getting lost in a huge session. Now choose a ride sound. You can use drum rack, simpler, or just a short ride one shot from your library. If you're using simpler, load the sample, set it to one-shot playback, and keep the mode nice and basic. Don't overthink the sound at first. You want something bright, slightly gritty, and short enough to stay rhythmic. If the ride is too sharp, use the filter to tame the high end a bit. If it's too loud, lower the gain. And if it sounds too clean, don't worry, we'll rough it up later with a bit of saturation. For old-school DNB, clean is not always the goal. A little dirt can actually help it feel more authentic. Now let's program the groove. Open a MIDI clip and start with a simple one-bar pattern. A great beginner move is to place ride hits on the offbeats, the end of each beat. That already gives you that forward-moving DNB feel. Keep the notes fairly short, unless the sample naturally decays in a nice way. If you want a slightly more animated jungle feel, add one extra hit near the end of the bar, or a little pickup just before the next downbeat. That tiny change can make a huge difference. In this style, subtle movement matters more than huge complexity. Once you've got a one-bar pattern that works, duplicate it into two bars and change one small thing in bar two. Maybe remove a hit. Maybe add a pickup. Maybe leave a little gap before the loop resets. That small variation is very old school and very effective. Repetition is important in drum and bass, but repetition with tiny changes is what keeps it alive. Next, let's add some swing and human feel. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try a light swing or shuffle groove. Apply it gently to the ride clip only. Keep the amount subtle, somewhere around 10 to 25%. If the break already has a lot of bounce, don't overdo it. Too much swing can make the whole thing feel sloppy instead of loose. You can also move a few notes slightly late if you want a more laid-back feel. And velocity matters a lot here. Don't make every hit identical. Give some hits a little more weight and pull others back a touch. Think small differences, not huge ones. That's how the groove starts to feel human. Now let's shape the tone. Add EQ 8 after the instrument. High pass the ride so you remove any low junk. Usually somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz is a good place to start. If the top end is piercing, dip a little around 3 to 6k Hz. And if the ride feels dull, add a gentle shelf up top. After that, add saturator. Keep it light. A little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, is often enough to give the ride some grit and make it feel more sample-based. If you want a bit more punch, you can add drum bus too, but keep the settings subtle. You're not trying to smash the cymbal, you're just giving it some character. Here's a really important teacher tip. In this style, if you can hear the ride too clearly on its own, it might be too loud. The ride should support the groove, not steal the show. A great test is to mute it for two bars and then bring it back. If the drop suddenly loses momentum, that usually means the part is doing its job. If nothing changes, it may be too quiet. And if you miss it too much, it may be too loud. That's a super useful balance check. Now let's make sure the ride works with the break and the bass. Bring in the break, then the bass, then the vocal chop. Listen to how the ride sits with each element. If the bass line is busy, simplify the ride or lower its volume. If the vocal chop has a lot of movement in the mid-range, make sure the ride is not fighting for attention. If the break already has a lot of top-end chatter, keep the ride shorter and a little darker. This is where beginners sometimes get tricked. A ride can sound amazing solo and still be wrong in the full mix, so always check it in context. In drum and bass, the ride should feel locked to the pocket, not floating above everything. If you want to add a little width, Be careful. Most of the time, keep the ride centered or nearly centered. You want focus. A tiny bit of stereo effect can work, but don't smear the groove. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the ride becomes really useful. In old school D&B, the ride often enters with a drop and then evolves over time. Maybe the intro has no ride at all. Then the first drop comes in with a simple version. Later in the phrase, you add an extra hit or a small pickup. Then on the next 8 bars, you change it again. That keeps the listener moving forward. You can automate the ride volume to create tension and release. You can also automate a cue or filter cutoff to make it brighter as the drop builds, then slightly darker in a breakdown. Even a tiny change can make the section feel bigger. A really classic move is to add a small fill every 8 bars. That could be a quick, double hit, a short 1/16 roll, or just removing one note for a breath. Don't make it too flashy. This is jungle, not a giant festival fill. The best switch-ups are often the smallest ones. And if you're working with vocals, the ride can help with phrasing. During busy vocal lines, keep the ride steady but not too dense. During gaps in the vocal, you can let the ride push a bit more. That call and response feeling is powerful in D&B. The ride and the vocal can almost talk to each other. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the ride too loud. Don't use a sample that's too long and wash heavy. Don't fill every subdivision with notes just because you can. Bass is part of the groove. Also, don't overswing the rhythm. Light swing is usually enough. And always check the ride against the bass line and vocal together, not just in solo. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, try a dirtier ride sample. You can even use a touch of redux for that old sampler edge, but keep it subtle. If your track is more minimal, focus on groove over sparkle. If the vocal is aggressive, let the ride stay steady and simple. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 32-bar loop with one break, one bass line, one vocal phrase, and one ride. Make 3 versions of the ride, sparse, medium, and energetic. Place each one in a different 8-bar section. Automate the tone or volume at least once. Add one small fill before a phrase change. Then test the loop with the bass muted, and then with the vocal muted, just to hear what role the ride is really playing. If you do this right, the ride won't just be an extra cymbal. It'll become one of the things that gives your old school D&B section that rolling, urgent, jungle feel. So keep it simple, keep it gritty, and keep it moving. That's the vibe.